Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's go to Laura in Montana. Laura, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me. First time I've called. My husband is an engineer with ExxonMobil who is also a member of the AE-911 group. And I was a Bay Area as an account executive for Pacific Bell when the politicians started getting heavily involved in telecommunications and trying to learn what our capabilities were. Now, that's just a little bit of my background, but I just wanted to caution you or your listeners not to just always immediately believe someone who calls into the show just because they say they come from Russia. The caller you had on earlier could have been a neo-Nazi Ukrainian who wants to run Putin down. I wanted to say that you had also said something.
Well, I mean, obviously, everybody knows that everybody that calls in can be making stuff up. People have to gauge the validity of what they're saying for themselves. Yes, I mean, go ahead.
He made the allegation that Putin was a supporter of the New World Order and a supporter even of homosexuality to some extent. But Putin supported the anti-homosexual propaganda law. And aside from that, I did want to say his approval rating, as you had mentioned a couple days ago, was an 85%. But it's not quite true that it's because directly of the Crimean situation. I read a book called The Russian Populist that was recommended off the Lou Rockwell website, written by Matthew Johnson. I highly recommend it. Anyway, I learned a lot about it, and Putin's approval rating has been 80 to 85% for the past 4 years, and one of the reasons it's so high is because Russia's economic growth rate has been increasing at 8% per year for the last 4 years. So I think that's the correlation, but and it's true that Russians are not as wealthy as Americans, but their lot in life has improved, apparently, and it's still better than the Ukrainians. But he also, the U.S. and the ruling class elites that you always talk about, and the CFR owners, hate Putin, as we've talked about before, for several reasons, his stance against them invading Syria and Iran, he was against that, and his influence that he's had with Yanukovych over staying out of the EU. He also has refused entrance to Russia of the NGOs, and we know what they do. They try to destroy the unity within a country, and then, as you mentioned before, put up their puppets, oligarchs, into power if they can get away with it. Right now, we have an independent Russia task force in the CFR, and that was listed, all the members are listed in this book, which I'd like to send to you a copy, because I know you're a voracious reader. At the end of my call, if somebody could take...
I'm not as voracious as I used to be. I mean, I listen to books on tape, but yeah, just send me the name of it, or send me the passages, photocopy them. Thank you so much. Very interesting, Laura. I know that guy could be a fake caller. I don't think he was a fake caller. I mean, I think he really meant what he was saying, but I hear what you're saying. Let's talk to Tom in New York. I don't know if I can get to Travis. I'm sorry, but go ahead, Tom. You're on the air.
Oh, yeah, I've been hearing a lot of stuff about the legality of this Crimea referendum. And I've personally witnessed at least two similar referendums just north in Quebec some years back. I can't really see any difference between the
Well, that's right. It's been part of Russia previously, and they voted 96%+. So, I mean, the fact that the euro is promoting referendums everywhere else, but then saying this one's illegal, it's pretty amazing.
Right. Yeah, I mean, nobody made mention of the Quebec referendum in any way being illegal, but it would have given, it was just a provincial-wide referendum, which would have given them the right to secede from Canada. Either set up their own republic or, some other situation.
Yeah, that failed, though. The globals were behind that. I'm out of time, brother. Thank you so much. Back tonight, 7 o'clock. God bless you all.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Are you women who want a man on the street? No which way you want to turn.
Gonna make you burn. Thermal nuclear warfare. So don't you fool around. Yeah. Pull the trigger. Shoot the thrill. Play the kill. Too many women and too many pills. Folks, the problem we have is not old-fashioned type trouble with just corrupt boss hogs running around. Now, we have globalists that want world domination who've got their fingers on the nuclear launch triggers, and they want to pull the trigger. And that's the big issue here, ladies and gentlemen. They've now had the big state-run TV darling of Vladimir Putin, as George W. Bush would call him, on state-run television, says Russia could turn U.S. into radioactive ash. By the way, I've been invited on that show and on other shows on Russian state-run television. I'm not bragging. I'm just giving you an interesting factoid here because I'm against war with Russia. And, you know, against turning Ukraine over to the EU and against George Soros, starting with the State Department, McCain, $5 billion of funding to overthrow the elected government. But I will not go on state-run Russian television. At the same time, I will not cross the line because Russia is going to end up getting involved in its own rhetoric and its own escalations that are going to end up being bad for this country. You see, I look for an American interest in my individual interest in my children's interest. And I've described this over and over again. On a scale of 1 to 10, 0 being a country not being bad for U.S. interest, which means the interest of the American people, and due process and private property and family and the right to self-defense and having a good, truly sustainable future. So I look at a country as being, say, neutral at 0 and being hell-bent to destroy us at 10. Russia's about a 1, despite all the things the globalists have done to Russia in our name, with our money and our military, in the last 20 years, since 1991. All the West has done is try to destabilize and bring Russia down and loot it with outside banks the entire time. And our government, in 1917, at the end of World War I, on record, funded 100,000 New Yorkers, mainly East Coasters, mainly New Yorkers, who were Russian immigrants in the last two generations, to go back to Russia with $25 million in gold delivered by Stalin to V.I. Lenin. This is all mainline history books, by the way. So we owe the Russians, along with the British, who let British intelligence be involved, they were honchoing the whole deal, with U.S. money. The U.S. and British citizens owe the Russians a gigantic apology for dumping V.I. Lenin and Joseph Stalin to lead an army of 100,000 Americans, Russian Americans, to do that to them. People don't know all this stuff. We literally took down Russia and kicked the czars out and put the Bolsheviks in, boys and girls. The Bolsheviks. I'll say that again. The Bolsheviks. The most nasty, filthy scum you could imagine. And then when Stalin finally, decades later, kicked the Trotskyites out, do you know where they came? Back to New York City. And then they got kicked out of New York City, so they went down to Mexico City. And then they creeped back in the 60s and took over the Republican Party via National Review and now run the Republican Party, actual Trotskyite Bolsheviks. That's a. If you're a new listener, you're going, man, that sounds crazy. That is 100% mainline fact in the New York Times, the Washington Post even admits it. You understand that? You understand the geopolitics here? We're dealing with a global crime syndicate that will use al-Qaeda to take down Syria, that will use Muslim Brotherhood and al-Qaeda to destabilize Egypt, that will use al-Qaeda to take down Libya and destabilize all of Africa. They admit it's a total hellhole now, many times worse than it was under Gaddafi. Gaddafi was actually, out of arrogance or whatever you want to say, building up all of Africa with tens of billions of dollars of oil money a year, no strings attached. Literally, the only person building up Africa. And I'm not romanticizing Muammar Gaddafi. But compared to the al-Qaeda people, he is a little angel. And that's what we're getting down to here. I mean, that's how serious all of this is. And when you look at the whole history of it, the globalist British intelligence would use a bunch of Russian emigres to go into Tsarist Russia and take it down and kill 30-something million people over the next four decades. That's in Russia, 30 million. 10 million in Ukraine. Millions in Poland. Hundreds of thousands in the Czech areas, other areas they took over. I mean, the numbers are just staggering. And the globalists would like to do that here, as Larry Grathwald, who died last year, former Green Beret, Vietnam, infiltrated the Weather Underground, sent him to prison. They were in the meetings. It all came out in court and was confirmed how they were going to have a Bolshevik takeover here. And and how they were going to put 50 million Americans in death camps and kill at least 25 million of us. Well, I'm going to explain something to you, okay? The goal of Obama and all of his czars, if they could have everything they wanted, would be to put 50 million people in torture camps, okay? This isn't rhetoric. This is what they'd like to do. And if they can get a war going with Russia, a regional war, a conventional war, a proxy war, and then they'll start this new thing up that they're spies or stage some terror attacks and say Russia did it, they're going to come out and try to bring in martial law. They're not going to call it that. And they want a war, just like Hitler started war so he could take over domestically. Governments do the same thing over and over again. Julius Caesar would start outside wars so he could seize power in Rome. It's the same story, folks. It's like third world dictators will claim there's some threat. You know, Bolivia will claim there's a threat from their neighbor and then declare martial law or civil emergency and take over. Or Honduras will do it, or Nicaragua, or El Salvador, or the list goes on and on. They have martial law basically in Nigeria now because of a Muslim threat in the north. It's, you know, cobras kill more people every year, the numbers I've seen in Nigeria, than Muslims do. And I'm not saying there isn't a Muslim extremist issue there. It's total hype. And war is the health of the state. And the state's a giant cancer growing out of control. And I just know the history of Russia. I know what's going on there. I know what's happening there. They're reforming a nationalist, neo-czar confederation that scares the you-know-whats out of the George Soros types who want to run the world. And by the way, put something in Russia that looks like neo-Bolshevism with a bunch of foreign banks administering it, sucking the country dry, having everybody line up to get their government ration, to get their government welfare check. Then the economy collapses and you get a pittance from what you got before. But that's the plan. That's Cloward and Piven. Look it up. This is what they're doing. And here's the problem historically. People will be faced by an evil, and they just can't believe it's happening to them again, and so they get run over by it. Well, I'm a history buff, and I know who runs the country. It's a bunch of super-rich ultra-elites who want a form of socialism slash communism at the grassroots with a fascism sitting above it that administers it, that's above the law, tax example, diplomatic immunity. A UN, Davos, carbon tax, world government. It's all being announced, by the way. The internet's being handed over to the UN. It's all happening right now. All the stops are being pulled out right now. Again, I do not romanticize Vladimir Putin. I mean, you talk about creepy, folks. I'd go to New York for events and stuff and other places. And, I mean, you know, these women with their handlers would not even, like, Vladimir Putin is a patriot and Russia likes you. Do you like her? Well, you want to be friends with Russia? I'm looking at a woman who looks like Marilyn Monroe, and I'm like, no, I don't want to have war with Russia, but I'm not. This is long before all this stuff's cranked up, folks. I was running into this. Can you imagine how infiltrated our decadent country is with Russian spies? How penetrated it is? If the Russians were after me like 8 years ago, before any of these politics were even going on, Putin did not blow up towers in Russia in 99, like you say. Putin is good. Okay, we do not like your film saying he bombed building. Muslims working for government of your government did it. I mean, it's just like, okay, whatever, man. You know, that's how far-seeing the Russians are despite all their corruption and medievalness, is that they, 9 years ago, 8 years ago, you know, I go to an event in D.C., New York, Florida, Russian operatives, folks. This country is so infiltrated. You want to start a war with them? Is that what you want to do? With our corrupt, decadent, scumbag government that's starting to start all these wars? I mean, and I'm not telling you these stories to sit here and like, you know, oh my gosh, James Bond stuff. It's not James Bond stuff. The Russians, it's crude right up front, man. And you heard those calls yesterday. I mean, it is just so horrible. And I'm going to get into Russia, and then I'll just go over a bunch of news headlines. And then I promise I'm going to get to U.S. to relinquish remaining control over the Internet. And then this article in Washington Post says, but no one knows who. That's what they do when they don't want to tell you. I'm going to tell you who they're handing it over to coming up. You probably guess.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We don't need no education.
We don't need no thought control.
We don't need no thought control.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
No dark sarcasm.
That's the trendy fake liberal pecking at you, making you get in line, nudging you. Brainwasher, leave the people alone. Hey, Soros, leave this country alone.
Hey, leave it alone.
All in all, it was just another brick in the wall.
All in all, it's just another brick in the wall.
You know who's behind the New World Order. We know who the enemy is. Tell them we don't need your brainwashing.
We only need action.
We don't need your thought control. No dark sarcasm. Hey, control freaks! Leave humanity alone! Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here blasting out worldwide. All right, let me get serious here, folks. I never finish my analogies. I rarely do. The point I was getting at is key here is, let's say zero is a country's neutral with us, like Switzerland. And being neutral actually means very positive. Then it's just free will back and forth, free association. You get so much wealth, you know, can you handle it? Like the Swiss, you know, most people can't. They create a corrupt system. Everybody ends up robbing each other and everything collapses and you become Venezuela or you become America with a gang that follows a leader and then get free handouts. But soon there's no handouts anymore. Soon there's only uniforms and guns and trudgeons. Soon the language falls apart. Soon all the chivalry is gone. And the elegant weapons for a more civilized time are replaced with the brute black helicopters, checkpoints. But here's the analogy, and it's more than an analogy. I mean, it's really just a fact. It's more than just a way to gauge it. Let's say Switzerland's a zero, and 10 is total oppression, our total enemy. Russia is about a 1. And now, because it's doing counter sanctions, maybe a 2 to U.S. interest. The globalists to Russia are a 10, trying to bring down Russia, offensively all over their borders, funding Muslim extremists to attack them, trying to bomb the Olympics, openly threatening them, starting wars in Georgia, starting wars, overthrows in Crimea, using public ignorance about the facts to go, oh, they're democracy, nonviolent protesters shooting police. With John McCain, the guy that 6 months ago was, you know, leading Al-Qaeda, literally in Syria, trying to take over, blowing up all the churches. This guy is the enemy, not Russia, is my point. So, Switzerland's about a zero. Russia's about a 2 against U.S. interests, real independent interests of the American people. China's a 6 or a 7, as I said last night, influencing our media, buying our debt to control us, backing up the bankers to keep that scam going in turn for our jobs and industry, buying up all the rare earth minerals, getting all the deep water ports, infiltrating with spies and over 10,000 known front companies operating and then engaging in money laundering operations to destabilize the economy long term. I mean, it is a total takeover by the Chinese. They're about a 7 against us. They're a real threat. Blue Water Navy, giant arms buildup. Russia's just trying to survive. And then you've got China's about a 7. And then who's a 10? Well, I'm going to tell you. You're saying the New World Order's a 10? No, they're not. They're an 11. They're going 110% out. So hardcore against this country, against our physical well-being with fluoride in the water, the GMO. And then they write textbooks, eco-science, right there on my desk. The White House science are about putting poison in the water to make you more passive and reduce your fertility. It's all very funny to them. And they write books about it. Doesn't matter. Harvard comes out and admits lowering IQ in kids. Doesn't matter. They admit sevenfold increase in bone cancer, pancreatic cancer. I mean, go read them. There's literally thousands of studies, and it's all hands down no. And so we're run by the eugenicists. They're playing all the countries off against each other, and they are an 11. So that's why I'm against this war. That's why Ron Paul's against it, because he's smart. He's informed. And he knows that Russia had a very measured response, only taking Crimea. NATO and the EU just took 90% of the country. They just took it over through proxies, and now George Soros is going to suck it dry like a giant vampire that he is. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Doesn't like that. He built it.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The globalists literally think they own us. They treat us like a natural resource to be extracted, a renewable resource, a human resource, as they call us. Did you know that the health department set up in England in the 1890s, 1901, 1910 in New York? Different permutations of it across the country. Literally list us as human resources to be culled and controlled officially. The family courts, all of it, are an expression of eugenics law, the new system of government adopted officially by the 1860s by the Britannic Empire. And now the standard world language is Imperial English. And the standard world government edict and directive and prime operational system is global technocratic eugenics-based world government. The elite know everything is in the genetics. They seek to become God to repair their own inbred genetics and to suppress and supplant the rest of humanity. They are creating a genetic dictatorship worldwide. They are assaulting us through trans mutagenic GMO systems now being added to the crops. There's an article on InfoWars.com about it that is absolutely incredible. And when you know eugenics, folks, you know everything about these people. And then you go look up the people that had Monsanto and GlaxoSmithKline and Bayer and Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. Think all of them. They go to eugenics conferences. They go to sub-eugenics conferences. They go to groups that were called eugenics organizations. The Eugenical Society until the 40s and Hitler made them look bad. And they literally rule the planet. Except for the Russians, they haven't mopped up yet, and the Iranians. And it doesn't mean the Russians or Iranians are good. It means the global Borg are bringing them down. In fact, they just put the headline up from InfoWars.com today, Daniel Taylor. New form of GMO sneaking into food supply this year. Technological elite engage in mission to attain full spectrum dominance over life. And that's their words. We are under just total assault. And the only way to get around this is admitting it. You can't just play patty cake with this. We're not going to sit here with half measures and get out of this. I want to explain this again. Russia has been supine in the last 20 years, since 1991. So, how many years is that? 20 plus? I guess under Common Core it could be 100 years, because 2 plus 2 could equal anything. I know it's 23, but you know the point is it could be anything they say. Like, randomly, I could just randomly dial phone, numbers on a phone, and might as well just, it should work. I mean, Obama said so. See, this is the age of total mental illness and total fraud with a public that's been brought up in front of television sets, and so people don't understand that the website was not meant to work so they can make it about the broken website. People don't understand the scams. I do. I know what they're going to do before they do it. It's very nightmarish, by the way. It's nightmarish to not be arrogant and to be able to sit down with major CEOs of major companies who get a lot of it and say, you'll never stop it, you might as well just join with it. Or to talk to major, you know, people that are very successful and billionaires and people, and they don't even understand it all. They know their business and that's it. I mean, it's very lonely sitting here watching it all in white papers and all public taking place in front of me, and people have lived their lives in it, so they're comfortable with it, and they've adapted to it in a bad way. And that was the great epiphany I was given by the head of a major U.S. bank off record on that first-class American Airlines flight to be on The View. He was on the plane in his perfect suit, unwrinkled, and when he got up from it and put on his overcoat, he looked like something out of a you know, Nordstrom's catalog. And he looked at me and he laughed at me and he said, they will adapt to whatever we do. Don't you understand? Not all adaptation is good. And he laughed at me and said, we win, you lose. And at that point, with the demonic power he had twice the male vigor that I had. In his focused evil, you could tell the guy didn't use drugs, didn't drink, didn't eat fattening food, nothing. He just looked at me after 3 hours talking on the plane, and he finally quit the nice guy act and says, just we're getting up, and he goes, you really want to know? They're all going to adapt to what we do. They'll muddle through everything, and there's no way out of it. And he got up and put his coat on like a Darth Vader stormtrooper and marched off that plane. And I look at the public who are like mindless children who have no idea what they're facing. These people put poison in your water and laugh at you. They put poison in my water and I don't do enough to filter the water I bathe in, even though I give people the advice to do it here. The filter breaks, I turn it off, never get the people to come replace it, and I've been 6 months without a filter. I mean, I am pathetic, ladies and gentlemen. I have adapted to bathing in poison. I have adapted to using a smartphone, even though it radiates me and tracks everything I do. I have adapted to not getting enough sleep and not taking care of myself. I have adapted. The world goes on. And we're going to adapt to half the public dying of cancer by 2025 in major government numbers. Pull it up. Half the public's going to have or be dying of cancer by 2025 in the West. You go to the third world, middle of nowhere, nobody's dying of cancer. And I'm not trying to get negative here, folks. It's already going on. You might as well know what's happening. You might as well be aware of what's happening. The level of mind control, the Stockholm syndrome of loving your abuser is so great. 95% of black people in this country vote for the Democratic Party, whose sworn goal under Margaret Sanger and the Great Society is to exterminate every one of you off the face of the earth. And then to give you the hip-hop gangster culture on record in the 90s to weaponize you to act like gangsters so the police can be trained. So you wear your gangster tough guy uniform, the police are then trained you're a thug and are trained to put you in jail. And you literally go out and wear the uniform of a prisoner with your pants hanging down over your butt and everything else. And Hollywood says it's cool, so everyone gets behind it to convert the culture to that. And the police, like attack dogs, like a foxhound is trained to kill foxes. The police are trained to go after gangbangers, and then you go dress like a gangbanger and try to act hard. I don't care what color you are, but it started with the black folks. And then they put you in a prison where you go to jail for petty reasons when you're in juvenile, and then the gangs induct you. If you're lucky, they don't bend you over and give you HIV. And then when you get out of juvie, well, now you've gone to school to be a prisoner, to be institutionalized, and now you're put out on the street, and they choose a few dozen of you out of tens of millions of wannabe gangsters, and they let you sit there rapping with a big fat belly hanging out and throw some women up there with you, and then the kids think that's how they get ahead, when really you're being inducted directly into the prisons on record, where they get state laws passed all over the country, where they got to have 90% occupancy in the whacken hut type industrial prisons. You can walk over and talk to one of these kids, one of these white, black, it doesn't matter, who's into that whole gangster culture. They don't know what planet they're on. I was in a gas station the other day, and they had one of those coffee machines where you put the coffee in and pick the one you want and hit the button. And there was a group of these trendy hip-hop people in there, and they didn't know how to use it, folks. You could tell they grew up in their diapers, getting their diapers changed every 2 days. My mom goes out with these loaves and fishes, and she does Meals on Wheels, too, and she says, I need to go with her. I haven't gone since I was a teenager. And she goes into East Austin, and these kids see them and run up, and they'll have, like, a sandwich and some chips or whatever, and they give them, and the kids sit there and just beg them and thank them and gobble it up and haven't, you know, sometimes seen their parents in days. No CPS is coming to take those kids. The CPS is only coming if you've got a healthy child they can adopt out, or maybe they take a fancy to one to bend them over and rape them. So, that's how this country really works. I mean, let's stop being naive about all this. Let's stop being fools. I literally watch the thug culture of everyone trying to walk around acting tough. It's a fake alpha male act. And the women are so lost. The women are so desperately destroyed that because MTV said so, they actually believe they're going to be successful attaching themselves to some 20-year-old, 10-year-old who literally thinks acting like a wannabe gangster is tough. That's weaponized culture. Just like they had the feminists, they couldn't get half the population to smoke. Women wouldn't smoke. It's seen as unladylike, so they had feminists go around and smoke cigarettes and say, show your man in the newspapers. Show him you're independent. Smoke cigarettes. And, of course, now women lead the United States in lung cancer. It's sexy to get your lungs chopped up. You didn't know that? sure killed my grandmother. She was a lot tougher than a man. Women are tougher than men. They chopped her lung out first and a bunch of other stuff. She took them 10 years to kill her. My grandfather, well, he died of lung cancer in just a few months. Jerry Jones wasn't as tough as Patty Jones. And then there's all my family that's died of Agent Orange. Just all the loving gifts of the New World Order. I'm very thankful for all of them. Aren't you? You know who I'm worried about, though? Those Russians. Those bad Russians. You're not patriotic if you don't get behind George Soros, the Nazi collaborator. And, he fought the Russians in World War II. I mean, of course he fights them now. He's a patriot. He gets ADL awards. It's like Schwarzenegger. Your dad's in the SS. You're a product of an SS marriage. You dress up in Hitler outfits and tell Rolling Stone you love Hitler. You get an ADL award. You fight Nazism, you get attacked by the ADL. I was downtown yesterday doing some business and walked out of a restaurant. And they went, excuse me, sir, would you like to sign our petition to fight the KKK? And I already knew about the petition. It was to ban free speech in Texas. And we've already done reports on it. They're all over the place. And I turned and go, you're Alex Jones. He goes, I'm actually a fan. It was a guy and a girl. And I went, buddy, the ADL is basically run by the New World Order and the government. Excuse me, I had a Freudian slip. The Southern Poverty Law Center, basically, I said, you know, basically is run by the same people that run the Klan as a culture clash, just like radical Islam is being funded by the West. He started laughing at that. You know, he must not be too big of a fan if he hadn't done his research and gone and found out that was all true. You know, I said I'd get to all this news, and I haven't done it, have I? Boy, there's a lot of it. Let me do this, because I said I would cover news. Let me do that, and then I'll take some of your phone calls in the whole next hour, interspersed with things like, out of the literally 300 articles here or more. I bet you could count these. I bet there's 300 of them here. Bill Maher, God, a psychotic mass murderer. Can you guys cue that up? The Washington Times has the video clip, but Bill Maher, God, a psychotic mass murderer who drowns babies. That's what he said to get attention last Friday with his show with a dwindling audience. Here is the clip where he said he likes to promote death so there's less people so he has more, because he's a eugenicist. Bill Maher knows what team he's for. He is a anti-human, ultra-fascist Hitlerian. People go, well, he's Jewish. How can he be Hitlerian? Doesn't matter. I mean, you could have Hitler-like ideas and be... See, because you want to kill people, if there's too many people and you want more for you, and you decide everybody's subhuman, kill more people, but don't kill me. I'm Bill Maher, who has writers that make me sound witty, who can't even sell out 1,000-person arenas when he travels. I mean, I can sell out 1,000-person arenas endlessly. Bill Maher's a nobody, but a punk, a coward. An anti-gun sniveling rat bastard. That's not fair to bastards. There's a lot of great men that didn't have a daddy at home. I apologize to all the bastards out there. I mean it. Here's Bill Maher talking about how we need to kill more people. But then when he wants to ban your guns or wants to talk about God being a murderer. No. People like you have death in their heart. People like you like to see death. People like you like to exercise raw power. You've said it yourself. Don't blame God because you were given free will, you sniveling maggot. Let's go to the eugenicist, Bill Maher.
The Pope is consistently pro-life. I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for death penalty, although I do believe in more DNA testing. My motto is, let's kill the right people. I'm pro-choice. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving. That's okay. What I'm for.
All right, wait.
It's too crowded.
So
the planet is too crowded, and we need to promote death.
When I look at the Venn diagram of people who are pro-death penalty and pro-choice.
Let's stop right there. Oh, yeah, they're inconsistent. Those that are pro-death penalty on average are anti-abortion. That's because it's an innocent baby. These people act like they're intellectuals. They are literally stupid. But they know how to cling to the dark side, cling to the evil, and get off on the power trip. So he loves death. And then he says God is a psychotic mass murderer who drowns babies and basically wants to kill people. So you're God, Bill Maher? Because that sounds like you. That sounds a lot like you. Bill Maher, God, a psychotic mass murderer who drowns babies. I'm so sick of the public being so dumb and letting scum like Bill Maher sit there and lecture you and lie to you all day long. I mean, he is a predator. He is an uncool, anti-human, sniveling piece of trash. And we need to recognize him as the enemy. We need to recognize Barack Obama as an enemy. Believe me, they're your enemy. And if they ever get their way, they're going to, you think we have the biggest prison population now? It's going to be 10 times that. These are dungeon keepers. These are just, words cannot describe what vile scum they are. And they tell us submit to them and we'll have freedom. No, we'll have slavery and death. I'll never submit to the New World Order. Stay with us.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now?
You got someone to blame.
Got someone to blame. You said one love, one life. when it's one knee
in the night.
In the night, one love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it.
You know, Bill Maher sits up there and he says, get the traffic moving, kill people. But God's a mass murderer.
Did I disappoint you?
It's disgusting. And of course, I want to explain this. It's like coral reefs. You can go to the Caribbean and drive in a boat for an hour and never see a coral reef and not see much life. And you come up on a coral reef that's teeming with life. The cities, people move to the cities because there's jobs. People move to the cities because there's opportunity, there's excitement. But yes, that means there's then lines. Like going to a good movie, there's going to be big lines. Or going to a really good play, there's going to be big lines. The play that's not any good is not going to have any lines. And it's not going to be out on the street very long because no one's going to come to it. If we don't have 2.1 children, no one's going to be there to take care of the old people. And by the way, they don't intend that. They're going to euthanize you, yuppies. They're teaching you how to be alone, be friends with your smartphone, and teaching you how sexy euthanasia is, because that's the plan for the baby boomers, and then that's the plan for the Generation Xers, and that's the plan for the precious millennials and everyone else. What am I? I'm 40. Is that a Gen Xer? I'm not supposed to be successful. I'm a nobody. Because the old folks told me so. Now I'm old. I'm not as trendy. I'm joking. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, this has all been actuaried out and is on record. They are going to kill everybody. And they're going to do it in a very orderly fashion. And you've got case for killing granny and how wonderful it is to commit suicide and how great it is to kill people and blah, blah, blah. Trying to turn off your life force so the globalists can have all the resources. NASA's out today. It's up on Infowars.com, the London Guardian story, saying society's probably going to collapse and that it's unsustainable. And that, you know, they need emergency global measures to stabilize it. They create artificial scarcity. They begin to collapse the world economy in June 21 on record. And then think we're so dumb we don't read their own white papers from Club of Rome 1967 with this current battle plan of neo-feudalistic serfdom. They are cutting off the resources and are going to tax you to a level where you live in a 20-foot, you know, long, wide little box, if you're lucky, 250 square feet. They're shutting off everything. They are putting us under siege. We are becoming literal slaves. Wake up. I'm going to come back with the phone number out, get into all the news, and I will get into the internet takeover. It's exhausting to read all this news, and then try to go on air and cover it again. I got to be honest. Because I read all this stuff, and then it's like I've already seen the movie. It's like, ugh. Every one of these articles is like, ugh. But it's good to get the poison out. It's good to break it all down, so I'm going to do it. Now, continuing here, just briefly, this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. They're great patriots. They have super high-quality non-GMO food. And they got a lot of other great preparedness items, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And they make the show possible, and it's where I get my storable foods. And you're crazy. I mean, in this world with all this stuff going on, if you don't have some storable food and a firearm and basic water filter, I think you're crazy. I mean, that's what I got. So, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Don't forget InfoWarsStore.com for all the other items that help fund the operation, and they're great items.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.